Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. It's Free for All Friday. I'm very excited. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm getting out of Dodge.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to Foxworth, Mississippi.
Foxworth, Mississippi. Now, where might that be in the great state
really.
Of Mississippi?
It's kind of like by Hattiesburg-ish, a little bit to the west over there.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. Well, me and some of the boys, we do this semi-annually. We do kind of like a guys only like wellness retreat. You know, we go out into the woods and we got a house where we're just going to stay and kind of shut ourselves in and really, you know, work on ourselves and, you know, try and think about how to live healthier, more fulfilling lives and, you know, drink 145 beers and shoot guns and play Settlers of Catan and then come home in a couple of days.
Do you think that you're going to get anything from our conversation with Dr. Zeb that you're going to take with you this weekend?
I don't know. I can't wait to hear from Dr. Zeb. I can't wait to hear what he's going to have to say.
But listen, let's get back to this all boys weekend. So
it's not really a wellness retreat. We're going to party.
You rent a house?
Yeah. So, well, we don't rent a house. It's my friend's aunt's house.
Oh,
And it is occasionally used for like a serious retreat. I'm only kidding. It's not a serious retreat.
But you guys are not going to really like think about yourselves or anything.
No. No.
You're just going to party and shoot guns.
We're
going to
go crush some Miller's Light and shoot some firearms and, watch movies and play cards. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do with a bunch of guys, to be honest with you, because I have never had male friends to the point where I respect you for this, and I kind of admire that you have this relationship with friends, that you go out with a group of friends. I've never had that in my entire life. I've never had like a group of male friends that I would go do something with. And I think that's a really great thing to have in your life. And I think it's an important thing to have in your life in the same way that a lot of women have women friends. They go do stuff and they, you know, bash guys and they just do what women do. And they talk about stuff. But women need to have their alone time and men need to have their alone time. So I respect that you have that, but I have no idea what that would be like.
Well, I'll take notes for you. I don't think you're going to find it incredibly compelling. It's just a lot of kind of sitting around and chatting and joking and we'll watch a couple crummy old movies, you know, like RoboCop or something like that.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think about putting in Love Actually, which happened to be released on this day.
Watch Love Actually. Did it really?
Yeah.
Is that on the culture calendar?
It's on the culture calendar
sure
today.
It is. Look at that, Billy Mack.
I got a song. Yeah,
I
got a song
wait.
Picked out. Let's see. Let me see what day it was. Well, it was on this day in 2003, Love Actually opened up in movie theaters. And I remember my girlfriend at the time was still living in Portland, and I was living and on the air in Denver. And I went to go see this movie. And I, as soon as I got out of the movie, I said, you have to go see this movie.
You have to go see Love Actually.
And she went to go see it. I mean, I was just so moved by this movie in so many ways. So entertaining, so much fun. I could totally relate to the character Billy Mack.
You love this movie.
In the movie. I do love the movie. And if I were with a bunch of guys on a weekend, I'd want to put in Love Actually.
Like, hey, guys, let's watch Love Actually.
And after they beat me up, then they would put in another movie.
give it a chance. Get in the holiday spirit, guys.
Yeah, and as soon as they got into it, they would have beaten the hell out of me and then put in another movie. Probably tied me up for the rest of the weekend.
I tell you what, we used to do this every year until the pandemic hit, and then, you know, guys start families or they move away or whatever. It's, you know, it's a bunch of us performers and musicians from creative circles down here. And we haven't done it in a long time, but the last one that we did before the pandemic, somebody put on like 28 Days Later, that zombie movie from a million years ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've seen that.
And we were like, I don't know, guys, this isn't the vibe. Let's watch something funny. And so we put on The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
Which, let me tell you, that movie aged like milk, dude. It
really?
Is cringe central.
Really?
It is really bad.
I've never seen it.
Skip it. I think at the time it was like, oh, this is a new style of comedy movie. And yeah. Steve Carell is on top of the world at the peak of his career.
He was.
That movie is unwatchable. It's so not funny. And, you know, with everything we've learned about ourselves and our society, and particularly the way that we treat women, it looks like Reefer Madness. I mean, it is that, like, what the hell were we thinking? Like, we thought this was entertainment. It's not. It's not funny. It's super misogynistic. Really, nobody comes away from that film looking good. So I hope we find something more interesting to watch this time.
I hope so. Well, I can't wait to find to hear about the movie that you find that you decide to watch. And count the number of beers you drank over the weekend. when are you leaving? Are you leaving?
I mean, do
you
right think after work today.
Do you think you're going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to count the beers any longer?
Well, here's what we do is we usually, like, the empty beers become target practice. So they kind of stack up over there, like in the backyard area. Eventually they're quite destroyed after we've used them for target practice. But, you know, we'll count how many beers we go up there with and how many beers we leave with. And I'll have a final figure for you. But also, you know, we started doing this like 10 years ago when we were all a little bit more into that sort of thing. I think it might be a little more. Why don't we all have a glass of wine and talk about our feelings? You know.
Yeah, let me know how that goes, too. So what kind of guns you guys have up there?
Well, what I'm bringing, I'm mostly bringing the food and stuff. But the weapon that I'm bringing is it's a Daisy Red Ryder.
Oh, boy.
144.
You know, you can put your eye out with that.
Well, that's what I heard.
Listen, so you're drinking a lot of beer. I mean, a bunch of guys together. It's 2025. Are you only going to have beer? Or might somebody else bring something else?
Yeah, I think that there'll be brown liquor and clear liquor and I think that's it, Scoot.
And
I think a deck of cards.
And
I don't know, someone's probably going to bring some spirit yellows. You know, cigarettes.
And
I don't know. That's it. That's all I got. I'm bringing the BB gun. I'm bringing the BB gun and some chips. That's all I got.
Listen, in your battle with
don't actually own a gun.
In your battle with the can,
yeah,
with a BB gun, the can's going to win.
The cans don't stand a chance. I'm a damn good shot, too, I tell you
well,
what.
Well, I was talking more about the power of the BB hitting the can.
Yeah, well, that's why you have to stand far.
No,
away
I was
from
thinking
it.
About, is somebody going to bring anything else in the area of libations, of things to make you sort of escape reality?
I think so. I can only guess.
That's what I was
But
asking.
I'm not going to impugn anybody here. Like I said, I'm only in charge of the snacks and the BB gun. That's all I'm in charge of.
Have you been told to bring extra snacks?
No. God. No, I think we'll be okay with the snacks that we have on the list. I think.
All right.
I think.
Can't wait to hear about
Time
this.
Time will
on,
tell.
On
I'll
Monday.
Tell you all about all right. it. Hey, but look, before we break real quick, too, I did want to tell you The stupid Neil Diamond play. What's it called? A Beautiful Noise.
Beautiful Noise.
It was so fun. I said stupid Neil Diamond play just now. I didn't really mean it. It was really a good time. If you like Neil Diamond's music, even if you only have a passing familiarity with Neil Diamond's music, I strongly encourage you to go see it at the Sanger. They have three more performances, I think, tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. It's really good. It flies by. It's fast. It's fun. There's a live band on stage for the whole second half. I mean, it's really, really fun.
So let me ask you this also. Sure. When you guys get together, and these are actors and people in the artistic community.
Yeah.
You get together. Do you guys speak to each other in lines like, "Wherefore art thou?"
No.
Hey, I'm right over here.
No.
Oh, okay.
We're pretty cool guys. I mean, I know it sounds okay. Like, oh, we're the creative poofs from New Orleans, but no, we're all pretty robust, man. We talk to each other as men do.
Yeah.
I think maybe you need to come on one of these retreats so you can get a sense of what it actually is like.
I'm not sure.
As you said, this is not a thing that's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Well, I tell you what, it would be a real interesting thing for me. Now, what about the sleeping arrangements? Does everybody have a separate room and separate bathroom?
Not everybody has a separate bathroom, but it is a large house that's kind of like built for this purpose for hosting a large amount
of
people.
So there might be like bunk beds and...
I think there's one bunk bed, yeah.
Okay.
But and then like, I don't know, somebody's going to sleep on the couch. Some of the guys like bring their own... like a hammock or a tent that they throw out in the yard, whatever. It's kind of just...
bunk bed thing just lends...
Do what you want to.
The bunk bed lends the possibility that some guy's going to, I'm going to wake up with some guy on top of me.
God, you really have never done anything like this.
No, I never have. Okay. I got to plead ignorance here. Okay. I don't know anything about it.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.